好，今天我们来大开出埃及记第二章。
Today we will be studying Exodus chapter 2.
我们把它打开圣经。
Let us turn our Bibles.
今天我特别讲到一个非常有智慧的母亲。
Today I will talk about a very wise mother.
我们晓得摩西生在一个非常特别的时代里面。
We know that Moses was born in a very unique generation.
我们早期的时候，这些以色列人还受到当地埃及人的尊敬。
And at that time, the Israelites were actually respected by the people.
但是人口越来越多的时候，
But as the population grew,
我们发现埃及人感觉到心里实在没有安全感。
We realized that the Egyptians felt insecure.
他们发现以色列人越来越多。
Because they realized the Israelites were growing.
他们想尽各种的方法去要杀死凡是生下来是男婴的这个以色列人。
So the Egyptians devised of many ways to eradicate the male children.
所以以色列人在埃及受苦400到430年的时间。
So the Israelites suffered for 400 plus years under the hands of the Egyptians.
所以摩西就在生长在这样一个特别非常的时代里面。
So you can imagine the circumstances under which Moses was born.
一个受苦受逼迫的一个时代。
It was a period where the Hebrews were persecuted.
但是从另外一个角度来看呢
？From a different angle.
有神美好的意思在里面。
God has His divine and beautiful plan.
因为神的心意不是叫以色列人永远住在埃及。
God's wish was not for the Hebrews to live forever under the rule of Egyptians.
他为以色列人预备一个更好的地方。
He had prepared for the Jewish people a much better place.
就是神所应许他们的迦南美地。
And God has granted to them a beautiful land of Canaan.
是不是约瑟在临终的时候？
So when Joseph was in
要去世的时候
was about to die,
他就准备说将来要离开埃及到一个新的地方去
And he told them that he will leave Egypt to go to a new land.
所以我们看这件事情这些事情上有神美好的意思在里面
So we could see God's beautiful intent under the circumstances.
如果埃及人不逼迫迫害他们。
So if the Egyptians were not persecuting them,
也许埃及王对他们继续好的话
，if the Egyptian Pharaoh was treating them well,
他们可能世世代代，就将来永远都会留在埃及。
Perhaps the Jewish people would, for many more generations, be living under the Egyptians' rule.
但是我们知道，神的心意啊，比人的思想更高一层的。
So here we could see that the thoughts of God are far higher than the thoughts of men.
这就是苦难逼迫这些非常艰难的时刻让他们想起神所为他们所预备的迦南美地。
And it was under those dire and extreme circumstances that God's people turned back to God.
在这样的时代当中
So in that generation,
摩西就生下来了。
Moses was born.
他成了民族英雄。
And he was a very beautiful child.
在当时时代真是做了非常好的见证。
And he was a very good witness to the people.
而且我们看到这个母亲，她的母亲栽培摩西是很有密切关系的。
And we could also see that he had an intimate relationship with his mother.
你看第二章第二节的时候啊
，Chapter 2, verse 2.
这告诉我们说，她这个妈妈把摩西生下来长了3个月的时间。
So we could read that Moses' mother.Had given birth to Moses, and 3 months have passed.
在希伯来书告诉我们说
，In Hebrews we are told,
她不怕王的命令
，that she was not scared of the edict from the king.
将摩西藏起来
，or from the Pharaoh, and she hid Moses.
这是一个非常勇敢的精神。
So that was a very courageous act.
一个母亲的怎么去保护她的儿女
？For a mother to have protected her son.
这是很正常的事情。
And this is natural.
你不要讲人类呀。
Not it is for all mankind.
是不是你看到这些动物也是这样
？Or even for animals.
你去伤害它的母鸡的小鸡、小狗的时候啊，那些做你知道，他们那些做母亲的这个动物都好，都会 很勇敢的去保护他们，对不对
？Whether a mother hen or a mother dog, you will see the mother instinct in protecting its children.
他们就是不顾惜这个代价去保护这他们的那些小鸡小狗，对不对
？A mother does not consider the cost, but at all cost will protect the
children. 我想摩西的母亲也是这样。
And so was Moses' mother.
在这样的时代里面
，In that generation,
把男孩子摩西生下来了。
She gave birth to Moses.
她不怕王的命令。
She was not afraid of the rule.
尽量的保护他。
She protected the son.
让他继续的成长。
She made the allowed Moses to grow up.
这是母亲伟大的地方。
And that was how a mother was so great.
再看我们看第三节。
And now verse 3.
我们说为什么她也是有智慧的母亲呢？
Why was she considered a very wise mother?
而且她不但有智慧，
not only was she wise,
而且有信心。
She was trustworthy.
我们看到她是在这样的危机时代里面产生那种特别的信心。
So that in the, a critical time that she was able to adapt to the situation.
你想摩西越来越长大的时候啊，
and as Moses was growing,
这个环境不容许她再生长下去了。
The circumstances did not allow for him to continue.
如果能听到这个婴孩的哭声是个男的，他就生命的危险。
Because if anyone were to hear the cry of a baby child, a male child, he would be at risk.
这个做母亲的怎么样去保护他
？So what did Moses' mother do to protect him?
他怎么样采取一个信心的行动
？So she took an act of faith.
他预备了这个草。一个草箱、草铺箱，把摩西放在里面。
So she got a papyrus basket and put him in it.
你可以想象一下，弟兄姐妹。
So think about this.
当这个难处真正临到个做母亲的时候啊
，When the difficult circumstances come to this mother,
她会做怎么样的选择
？What kind of choices she would have
送给别人
？Would she have given up
the child? 把他丢掉
？Thrown him away?
或者其他处理的方法
？Or find other means?
但是神给这个智慧的母亲。有冒险的信心
，So God granted this mother the ability to take risks.
把他放在草铺箱里面
，And she hid him in a basket.
这是第三节告诉我们
，That's verse three.
不能再藏了
she could not hid him anymore.
放在一个铺草箱里面，抹上湿气
，So she got a papyrus basket for him and put him in.
那把箱子搁在河边的芦地当中
，And she put the basket among the reeds along the bank.
这不但是信心，而且是信心的行动。
So not only did she have faith, she also acted on her faith.
不但有这个行动，而且她有充分的准备。
And she was well prepared for her action.
所以我们常说啊，信心是真的是带着个冒险的行动里面，在里面。
So we know that faith comes with a strong belief.
不但如此，这个信心包括充分的准备在里面。
And not only is the act performed in faith, it is also well prepared.
她能够冒这个险
，that she took the risk.
预备了个草蒲箱
，and she prepared the basket.
把孩子放在里面
，and she placed the child in the basket.
这是多么有智慧的母亲呢
？So her actions speak about her wisdom.
非常有智慧的母亲
，and she was a wise mother.
我是一个智慧的母亲
，now a wise mother.
她信心并没有冲动的
，does not waver in her faith.
是不是考虑到非常周详的？
But she is very cautious.
而且信心也没有鲁莽的行动，没有随便的行动。
And her actions are not arbitrary.
而是谨慎的行动的。
But very prudent.
所以你看第五节的时候啊
，verse five，
奇妙的事情就发生了。
A miracle happened.
把孩子放在河边。
She put the child on in the basket.
你看到埃及王的女儿来到河边了。
And the Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile.
你再看下去的时候
，and as you read，
在河边行走。
As she walked around next to the bank,
再看下去的时候
，and she saw
看见了箱子在芦地中
，and she saw the basket among the reeds.
是不是很奇妙
？So that was a miracle.
太奇妙了
，isn't it?
一个做母亲的
，a mother，
她有这样的智慧
，to have
她有
that wisdom，
这样的勇敢
，and courage，
有这样的信心
，and faith，
有这样的行动
，and actions，
把个小孩子放在一个箱子里面
，to have placed the child in a basket，
然后放在河当中。
Place the basket
看神怎么样去带领他
，and allowed God to lead.
这是个真正信心的冒险呢。
This is a true example of the risk taken by faith.
奇妙事情就发生了
，and a miracle happened.
圣经告诉我们说，这个公主法老的女儿一看见的时候，就同情喜爱这个小孩子。
The Bible says, as the Pharaoh's daughter saw the child, She fell in love with a child.
所以我们相信圣经所讲的计划说
And we know every word from the Bible.
人的脚步是神所定的。
That our steps are guided by God.
你要弯左弯右向前向后神已经定好我们的脚步了。
Whether we turn left or right or forward or backward, they are all predetermined by God.
毫无差错的这个法老的女儿就把摩西吩咐人把他捡起来了，对不对
？So the Pharaoh's daughter had someone picked up the child.
所以这是一个智慧的母亲。
Now you see the wise mother.
充满了勇敢，充满了信心。
Her faith and her actions and her courage.
我们看见了转了一个圈子之后呢
？So as she made that turn,
摩西又回到妈妈的身边。
As a turn of events, Moses came back to his mother.
你觉得不是很奇妙吗
？So this is truly a miracle.
太奇妙，对不对？
It is beyond words.
从此又公开的抚养他，不需要再隐藏了。
So the Pharaoh was able to bring up Moses publicly without having Moses to be.
因为这是法老王女儿所认定的、所许可的。
Because it was determined by the Pharaoh's daughter to raise him up.
神借着这样的环境让摩西顺利的长大。
So God has created the right environment for Moses to grow up.
我们在思想摩西的成功跟做母亲有什么关系呢
？So let us now think about the success of Moses and his relationship with his mother.
我们晓得我们读摩西生平的时候啊
，So as we read the life of Moses,
我们知道可以把摩西的生平可以分成三个部分呢。
There will be three stages.
他的一生是120年。
He lived 120 years.
40年做个一个阶段。
So for the first 40 years being stage one.
他第一个40年在埃及。
Was spent in Egypt.
圣经讲说他在埃及学了埃及一切人的学问。
And the Bible said that the first 40 years, Moses learned everything there is to know under the Egyptian education system.
我们相信摩西在王宫长大有神的心意在里面。
So we know that when Moses was growing up in the house of the Pharaoh, God's will was with him.
他学埃及的学问、文化、军事等等，也有神的美意在里面。
And he learned all the knowledge of the Egyptian culture, and that was also by God's will.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为将来摩西要带领这些以色列人出埃及的时候，有神给他特别的聪明智慧，他知道他了解这些事情。
Because God is intended for Moses later on to lead the people out of Egypt, and he needed all that knowledge.
所以摩西四十年在王宫受很好的教育。
So in the palace of the Pharaoh, Moses was well educated.
受埃及文化的熏陶。
And he absorbed all the culture of Egypt.
也读很多书。
And he read a lot.
也受经世的训练等等。
And he was well trained.
使徒行传第七章告诉我们说。
Verse 7.
使徒行传 Acts chapter 7.
Acts chapter 7.
第告诉我们说。
We are told.
摩西学了埃及人的一切学问。
That in Acts chapter 7, we are told that Moses learned everything there is to know.
这是他第一个四十年。在埃及所学的东西了。
And that was a highlight of the first 40 years of Moses.
他第二个四十年
，the second 40 years，
在旷野了。
Was in the wilderness.
他学习什么呢
？And what did he learn？
属灵的功课。
He learned a spiritual lesson.
也许摩西在埃及王宫里面生活。
So when Moses was living in the palace，
他以为学问呐、这些才干呐，或者说甚至说拳头啊，可以解决事情的。
So he must have believed that his knowledge and wisdom would have solved many things.
但是都不能的。
But not so.
结果他就离开埃及，逃到旷野，再次四十年的时间。
So he left Egypt and he fled into the wilderness and spent 40 years there.
学谦卑的功课。
He was learning the lesson of humility.
学认识神的功课。
He was learning the lesson of knowing God.
学受磨练的功课。
He was learning the lesson of endurance.
学忍耐的功课。
He was learning the lesson of patience.
学等候的功课。
He was learning the lesson of patience.
那很不容易的事情。
And these are not easy lessons.
神要使用一个人之前呢、
Before God were to use you,
给他许多的磨练。
There are many.
造就他。
Is to develop,
使他成为一个很合神所使用的器皿。
In order to be equipped for the use of God.
今天你服侍神的时候啊
，So as today we serve God.
你走的道路不一定一帆风顺的。
Our paths may not be easy.
可能会遇到一些挫折。
There will be many difficulties.
会遇到一些难阻。
Obstacles.
那就是学习顺服、谦卑、忍耐的功课了。
And through these, we will learn patience and endurance.
摩西就是这样。
And so was Moses.
学习这些宝贵的功课。
And he learned many important lessons.
到了第三个四十年的时候
啊。In the third stage of his life.
他回到埃及。
He returned to Egypt.
带以色列人去离开埃及了。
And he led the Egypt, the people out of Egypt.
他学了什么功课呢？
What was the lesson here?
依靠神的功课了。
This lesson is about trusting God.
他这时候不是依靠自己了，
not trusting oneself,
那是依靠神，
but trusting God.
不凭血气的，
not because of what he can do,
谦卑自己，
but in obedience,
他知道他没有口才，
and humility,
没有能力，
he realized he was powerless,
他完全的信靠神，
and he totally depended on God.
所以摩西一生当中跟他的母亲有非常重要的关系。
So we could see that throughout his life, Moses was intimately related with his mother.
给他很好的机会受教育，
he was given a very good education,
让他可以受神的考验，
and he was able to endure the tests of God,
让他可以依靠神，
so that he could trust him.
这就是这母亲成功的地方了。
And that was the success of his mother.
我们再看下去。
As we look further,
摩西怎么样受他母亲的影响呢？
Let's see, how did Moses, was influenced by his mother?
当这个小女孩，这个摩西的姐姐，把小摩西带到家里的时候啊，这个母亲就变成奶妈了。
Okay, so when the sister of Moses, Miriam, brought him to back to his mother, His mother became the nurse for Moses.
这个是个属灵的奶妈，对不对？
And a spiritual nurse for Moses.
又长到一个阶段之后，又要把摩西送回王宫去了。
So when she took care of him for a little bit and he grew up, she brought him back to the Pharaoh's daughter.
我们可以想象啊。
So we can imagine.
在这样这个很短的时间里面呢。
In a very short time.
摩西的母亲怎么样教导摩西？
How Moses' mother trained him.
肯定是。每一天，每一个时刻，都把上帝的话教导他。
It must be, we can imagine, that every moment of the day, she was teaching Moses about God's word.
这是根据《申命记》第六章告诉我们的。
And this is what was recorded in
Deuteronomy
chapter 6.
告诉他，有一天他要回到王宫的时候，他能够承受外来的压力。
So that one day when he returns to the palace, he will be able to resist and stand up against the pressures of the palace.
能够做大的事情。
And he could accomplish great things.
用上帝的话教导他。
Through the word of God.
这是非常重要的。
And that was important.
有一天他面临考验的时候啊。
So to one day as he encounters
有上帝的话做他的基础。
God's word will be his foundation.
可以面对他所面对的艰难。
And be able to face whatever.
你想想看，但以理跟他三个好朋友。
Imagine again the story of Daniel and his good three friends.
还有那个列王记下第五章那个小女孩。
And the second Kings, there was a story of the little girl.
这些都是犹太人呢。
All these people, the Jews.
被掳到巴比伦。
They were all taken as captives.
在一个陌生的环境里面。
In such a strange.
持守他们的信心。
They could still hold on to their faith.
持守他们对神的敬虔。
To hold on to the respect and worship of God.
请问这些信心，这些美德从哪里来的呢？
Where would these great virtues have come from?
一个小女孩。
A little girl.
有好大的信心，对不对？
Have a very great faith.
她的主人得不到医治的时候。
When her master could not be healed.
我巴不得我的主人到撒玛利亚去找一个先知，他必定医好你。
And she told the master that you just go to Samaria to a wise man and you will be healed.
这么大的信心。
And she was full of faith.
许下这么大的海口。
That she was able to utter these words.
为什么呢？
Why?
从神而来。
Because of God.
对神的认识而来的。
Because of the knowledge of God.
这是申命记第六章告诉我们的了。
This is what Deuteronomy chapter 6 records.
我觉得非常宝贵，对不对？
So I feel.
他深受母亲的影响。
So that she was a he was influenced by the mother.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
希伯来书十一章给我们答案了。
Hebrews 11 gave us the answer.
你们看啊，我大概讲给大家听。
Hebrews 11.
摩西长大以后啊。
When Moses was grown.
他必要称为法老女儿的儿子了。
And he was to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
四十年在王宫长大，他不认这个母亲，看到吗？
So for 40 years that he grew up in a pharaoh. He did not know the pharaoh's daughter.
不肯称为法老女儿的儿子啊。
That he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
这是受谁的影响？
So who influenced him?
肯定是受他母亲的影响，对不对？
Must be his mother.
再来。
Next.
他宁愿受苦，也不宁愿享受最终之乐。
And that he would rather endure hardship than the pleasures of sin.
这谁教导他的？
So who would have taught him this?
肯定他母亲教导他的。
Of course, his mother taught him.
他宁愿为基督受苦，胜过埃及的财富。
He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as greater value than the treasures of Egypt.
这谁教导他的呢？
So who taught him this?
肯定是他母亲教导他的。
Of course, his mother influenced him.
还有一个最属灵方面最好很好的。
This is a spiritual impact.
恒心忍耐。
That he persevere.
如同看见那看不见的主。
He persevere because he saw him who is invisible. The God is invisible.
我们可以想象一下。
So let us ponder
一个孩子在外面长大，对不对？啊。
Think about a child growing out outside of the family.
没有忘记神。
Yet have not forgotten God.
因为他从小时候受母亲的影响。
Because from a child he was influenced by the mother.
是母亲对他非常大的影响。
And the mother had a great impact in molding.
你知道今天很多人做父母亲的。
So today there are many parents.
他们很繁忙，啊。
Are busy.
他们把养育的工作交给谁呢？
And they entrusted taking child caring to someone else.
交给电视机，对不对
？To the television.
交给那电子游戏机。
To electronic games.
你知道最近一个发生一件事情，还记得吗
？Have you heard of the recent incident?
一位女士从上海一个地方26楼不小心说自杀也好，意外也好，掉下来了。
That a woman fell from a 20-some floors.
然后的他们家庭回忆的时候啊，他父母总是不在身旁的。
They realized that the mother of this girl was never around.
父母怎么跟他们讲话呢
？So they were not talking to the
children. 那时候他们还小。
And she was young then.
通过电话跟他们讲话。
Her parents were talking long distance by phone.
所以这个孩子长大之就是在成长的过程当中。
So as the child was growing up.
他说：“我的父母是藏在电话里面的人。”
she thought the parents were inside the telephone.
他没有机会好好看过他父母。他说：“我父母是藏在电话里面。”他以为父母是藏在电话里面。
Because she had never seen the parents much, so she thought the parents were in the telephone.
所以母亲的教导是非常重要的。
So we cannot overemphasize.
特别是属灵的教导。
Parents are of such importance.
你看撒母耳的成功不是没有道理的。
Think again the success of Samuel.
因为他一个好的母亲
，because of a good mother，
一个祷告的母亲
，a prayerful mother。
所以撒母耳是一个很成功的人，对不对
？So Samuel became a successful Christian，
因为他一个很好敬畏神的母亲
，because her mother was very faithful，
为他祷告
，and she prayed。
求主帮助我们
，so may God help，
用神的话语教导我们的儿女
，that we teach our children God's word，
叫他长大以后永远不会离开主的
，and as they grow up they will never leave God。
也许你用很多的方法，对不对
？Perhaps we will use many methods。
也许最近你听过很流行的那个虎妈，虎妈听过吗
？Today you've heard in the news about the tiger mom。
哇，这个人教孩子很厉害的
，and very extreme measures。
很多人是不敢领教的。
Of disciplining and bringing up children.
孩子弹钢琴弹不会就让他不吃饭了。
If they failed in piano practice, they will not be allowed any meal.
也不让他上厕所的。
And no bathroom breaks.
你想想他的童年快乐吗？
Do you think that the child will be happy?
虽然他两个孩子，一个进了哈佛，一个进了耶鲁。
In the story of the Tiger Mom article, one of the daughters got into Harvard.
但是我告诉你，一个敬虔的母亲呢
？Now, if you think about a wise mother,
不是虎妈
，would not be a tiger mom.
他的孩子也可以进好的学校，对不对？
But the children can also go to good schools.
所以你看见很多人是反对虎妈，对不对？
Many people are against this concept.
你看见很多人都哇写文章批评他，对不对
？A lot of people wrote back to criticize.
但是这好像是题外的话。
This is an out of topic.
但是我们讲到今天，我们一个摩西一个成功的母亲，成功在哪里？用上帝的话养育他的儿女。
Today's message is really about the success of Moses' mother and how she brought up Moses.
好，最后我们看下去了。
Finally,
这摩西的母亲在旧的时代里面呢，她可以说是一个成功的母亲。
So Moses can be considered a very successful mom.
如果用今天时代来讲啊。
But compared to today,
他的孩子也可以进哈佛跟耶鲁。
Perhaps he would have brought up children
in Ivy League schools.
你看我讲出来。
他的长子亚伦。
Talk about the firstborn Aaron.
是第一任大祭司。
Was the first high priest.
第一任大祭司，看到吗
？So that was a success.
他的女儿米利安。
The daughter Miriam.
是女先知。
Was also a lady priest.
他的儿子摩西。
And then Moses.
是谁呀？
We know Moses.
他是以色列国的国父，对不对？
He was the considered the father of the Israelites.
会不会跟他母亲教导有关系的
？So don't you think all of these were the influence of the mother?
我觉得非常有关系。
I feel it is absolutely the mother.
我相信今天神把使命交给我们做母亲的。
So today God has given us this mission as well.
这一个重要的使命，对不对
？And it's a very important commission.
孩子在我们的手中。
He has entrusted children into our hands.
看看我们怎么样去养育他们。
And how do we bring them up?
你知道一个年轻人呢、啊、
？He was a young person.
他说他听说遇到一个智慧的老人呢、啊。
He heard about a wise man.
但你什么问题都难不倒他的。
And the wise old man could answer any question.
你这个老人家实在很有智慧。
Old, wise old
你什么问题都难不倒他的。
Was well known for answering any questions.
所以这个年轻人说，有一天我要把这个老人的智慧，这老人家智慧的老人把他问倒了。
So a young man, young person then thought that he would ask one tricky question.
有一天，这年轻人捉了一只活的鸟在手中。
So he got a live bird in hand.
然后就来问这个老人家。
And asked the wise old sage.
问这个智慧的老人家。
And he asked,
他请问老伯伯
Dear sir,
这个鸟是活的呢还是死的
He said, is this bird in my hand alive or dead?
因为这个年轻人要难倒这个智慧人
Because he was intending to topple this
他说如果是活的话他稍微一出力这鸟就死掉了对不对
Because if the old man were to answer live bird, he would
如果他说死的
But if the old man were to say
他一放鸟就飞走了
He could easily let go and let the bird fly.
他看看这个老人就怎么样回答一定要把他难倒
So he was testing the old man
这老人家笑了笑说
The old man laughed
这年轻人
says young man
你要这个鸟活也可以死也可以
You want the bird live or dead?
哇这个年轻人哇这个人太有智慧了
And the young man was surprised of the wise answer.
他非常佩服这个老人家。
So he was very impressed by this answer.
今天讲的不好听的话，对不对
？So today,
儿女在你的手中。
We too have children in our hands.
你怎么去养育他们
？It's a matter of how we bring them up.
我想非常重要的。
This is also very important.
你打开报纸一看，
You turn open the newspapers.
你看到有些人养育孩子真是不敢领教的。
You see many ways people bring up their children.
也有些养育孩子非常有聪明、有智慧的。
Good ones and bad ones.
儿女是神所赐的产业。
Children are the treasures given to us by God.
我们用上帝的话去教导他们。
We have to bring them up in the Word of God.
从小就能够认识神。
So from a child on,
一生都不会骗你。
If they know God, they will never depart.
你想想看，世界上有多少的试探。
So there are so many temptations.
多少的危机在里面。
So many critical dangers.
如果你不把上帝的话做他这个生活生命的根基的话。
So if they do not have the word of God as the anchor of their lives.
一遇到试探危机就很容易就退下来了。
They will be easily hurt when temptations come.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
善用神的话语。
That we use the word of God.
教导我们的儿女。
To teach our children,
叫他们从小就认识神。
So they may know God as they are young.
这也是神托付给父母亲的一个很重要的使命。
This is the important obligation that God has given us.
我们就祷告。
So let us bow in prayer.
起奉祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We come before you in humility and obedience, knowing. That although we have the festivities of the Mother's Day, let us not forget the importance and the seriousness of the responsibility you have given us. You have given us the children in our hands It is how we bring them up that will determine the rest of their lives, whether they turn right or turn left, go forward or backwards. Lord, you've entrusted them completely into our hands. We pray that we will have the wisdom, as the wisdom of Moses' mother, to bring our children up in your word and in your path. So as they know you as a child, they will never depart from your ways as they grow up. We pray, Lord, that you will give us the strength, the patience, the compassion at times to extend in love, but tough love, that we may bring them up in your ways, that they may grow up to be your children, to be your ambassadors, to be your servants. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.